Fuller District No. 4, One Room Schoolhouse by Gillian Collins and Kristen Starheim. If you were to relive the history of Jefferson, you would find that the only means of getting an education would be to walk several miles in all weather conditions to reach a one-room schoolhouse like Fuller District No. 4. It was the only school for a remote area of Jefferson from 1837 until the 1930s. It is currently a public museum and visiting center, but has gone through an interesting history to reach this point. The schoolhouse was built in 1837, but due to its inconvenient location, it was soon moved closer to the road onto land donated by Joseph D. Fuller. After the move, the schoolhouse gained the title Fuller District No. 4. It was an 8-grade school with a student population of about 25-30 children. One teacher was expected to teach all of them in very limited quarters. Surprisingly, there were rarely any problems. During the winter months when the temperatures would plunge below zero, the teacher would brew hot chocolate on the stove, which was very similar to the one that is in the schoolhouse today. In 1935, after 98 years of operation, there was a national movement to central schools as part of the New Deal. This forced the one-room schoolhouse to close, and bookshelves and other items were sold at an auction. The building was abandoned for 50 years and fell into disrepair. Nicholas and Mary Jenner Ellie, who owned the Fuller property, donated the building to Cleo Moore, who had attended school in this historic building and still owned the family farm nearby. Moving the schoolhouse was a tricky affair, however, as funds weren't readily available. The schoolhouse was moved as buildings had historically been moved, by rolling it on logs. Instead of horses or oxen, however, the power was supplied by several tractors down the Jefferson Dirt Roads. It was an all-day event, and Larry Davis of East Meredith provided 4 tractors for the occasion. It was an exciting experience for many people, Moore remembered. We had a lot of help that day, a lot of sightseers too. His son Roger was among the dozens of volunteers who made the move possible. Because the schoolhouse had been abandoned for decades, Moore had a big job ahead of him. He restored the structure, replacing siding and using the original rock for the foundation. Always an avid collector, he had many items to refurnish the interior, and dozens of people donated books, desks, photographs, and old documents. While at his residence, the schoolhouse played host to many school kids, scout troops, and senior citizens. Others held picnics, meetings, and reunions there. Cleo and his first wife, Avis, welcomed visitors regularly and opened the schoolhouse on weekends for drop-in visitors. This hospitable tradition was later continued by Cleo and his second wife, Ruth. The Fuller District Schoolhouse remained at its location on the Moore property in good repair until Moore's death in 2005. Following his wishes, Cleo Moore's family donated the schoolhouse to the town of Jefferson. It was moved a final time to its current location in Jefferson along State Route 10, this time with the use of a flatbed truck. Jefferson Girl Scout Troop 2384, as a part of their Silver Award project, has made further improvements with the help of the Jefferson Historical Society and numerous volunteers. Gillian Collins, Cleo's grandchild and co-author of this article, is a member of this troop, which also includes Ashley Banks, Stacy Meadowcroft, Kristen Starheim, and Nicole Vanglad. The Scouts have done a thorough cleanup of the interior along with organizing and researching some of the original books, rearranging old photos, and holding an open house and dedication for the public. Future plans include restoring an old map of New York State and planting a garden on the grounds. For the 2009 summer season, Troop 2384 will continue their community service work by teaching younger Scouts about the schoolhouse and helping them to earn badges. Fuller District No. 4 will be open as a museum one Sunday a month for the public to visit, and will be open whenever there is a townwide function, that is, Heritage Day, to be held July 2009. The Scouts also are working to have it again used as a schoolhouse for JCS students in the local history portion of the elementary curriculum. Girl Scouts of America Troop 2384 does not have regularly set meeting times because of the many conflicts that high school girls have. For information, however, please email us at brandj@use.net or phone 607. 652-2156.